The campaign by retirees for a fairer deal on the deeming rate looks set to pay off, with an announcement now imminent on a rate reduction which would bolster pensioner payments in coming weeks. David Crowe is the chief political correspondent for The Herald and The Age. Good morning to you, David.
Morning, Hamish.
Complicated topic, this one, the deeming rate, so it probably requires a little explanation, but it does look as though the government is going to move pretty promptly on this. Is it fair to say they were shamed into doing it?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the right assessment. They've done this under huge pressure from those retiree groups, and they've done it too slowly because we all know that interest rates have fallen over the last couple of years. The RBA official rate is now 1%, and that's the deeming rules are out of whack. Now, that doesn't mean much for people on the full pension who don't have a lot of cash assets sitting in bank accounts earning interest, but it does mean a lot for about 770,000 people at last estimate who may be on the part pension, for instance, and are relying on assets in bank accounts, particularly term deposits, to earn some extra income. Now, the fact that they earn that income means that they don't get as much of a pension from the Commonwealth. So, you know, they are paying their own way to a certain extent with their own savings. And the government assumes that they earn, say, 3.25% on that money in a term deposit account, and they don't. They're earning, you know, barely, they'd be doing very well to get 2%.
There are calls to take the deeming rate out of the hands of the government. How do you do that? Would it work?
I think that that is a live option for the government. They're looking this week at a one-off change, and they'll cut the deeming rate. Basically, they will adjust the settings so that those part pensioners will receive higher pension payments. The big question is, why is this at the discretion of the minister in the first place? The minister has this power to basically determine what interest rate he or she assumes those part pensioners are getting, and it's out of whack with the reality out there in the commercial market. So there's pressure on the government to link this rate to, say, the RBA official cash rate, and then you would take it out of the hands of the politicians and it would just adjust normally. And I can't see why the government wants to be so, tight with these part pensioners. To a certain extent, they are the government's own base, so they'd want to look after them.
Some pretty startling revelations in your papers this morning, David. This tension between national security and freedom of the press re-emerging. You're reporting that the AFP accessed the metadata of journalists nearly 60 times in 2017 and 18 as part of unspecified investigations. Can you tell us any more?
Well, we don't know what the investigations were because the AFP would never disclose why or what particular investigations caused them to get these special journalist information warrants in that financial year and search metadata for journalists 58 times. This is a story by my colleague Bevan Shields today, and it follows that story yesterday about the fact that the AFP went to Qantas and asked Qantas for the travel records or travel details of a particular journalist they were looking at in terms of, I think, a leak investigation. And that in turn comes after those journalist raids weeks ago. So this is a really live political issue for the government. It's been referred, the whole issue of press freedom has been referred to the Parliamentary Joint Committee on Intelligence and Security. There are big questions about whether that's the appropriate forum to look at press freedom, because that's the committee that has cleared the security laws that enable these kinds of searches of journalist phone records and metadata. So every step of the of this story, with more revelations about what the AFP is doing, I think highlights this this tension over press freedom, and I think there's a long way to go in terms of pressure for changes to those laws.
David Crowe, thank you.
Thank you, Hamish.
David Crowe is the chief political correspondent with The Age and the Sydney Morning Herald.